Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Samach, last daf in Perek Chaska Sabatim, in this large Perek, and today's the last daf related to the Kinyani Chazaka, as we as the Raya of Chazaka, the last Perek, the last Mishnah in the Perek that talks about that, and then as of tomorrow we start the next Perek, which talks about sales and acquisitions. Okay, so back to the Gemara on the bottom of Nun Tesim Beis. We are the last three words. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman just finishes up this Gemara and says, we are talking about Cheskas Tashbishim. People open up different windows and gutters and all different items to their neighbor's property. So Rav Nachman says, Velistom, if somebody has a window that goes over to their friend's property and the friend builds a wall right next to the window and blocks the vision and blocks the usage of the window, la alter have chazaka. So then if he, the owner of the window, does not protest that this wall was built and closes up his window, it is a chazaka immediately. She'ein adam asui she'sosmim oro b'fanav v'shosek. Because a person doesn't usually let his light be closed up and stay quiet. The fact that he did stay quiet, it must be that he's agreeing to the fact that maybe he didn't have a right to do this in the first place, or at least now he's being mochel, so therefore, right away, it is a chazaka. The Rashbam points out that the original chazaka of the window was 3 years. It's only the closing up of the chazaka which is immediate. The Rashbam on top, em hechzik b'chalon gimel shanim, if he was machzik in the window 3 years, b'chatzar ha-shutfin, and then the friend comes and closes it, so then right away, it is a chazaka, and that undermines the 3 years that he had to create the chazaka. Doesn't matter. Because la'adr chazaka, the stima works right away. The Ritva notes here that this is maybe a raya to his shita, which we mentioned yesterday, the day before, and that is all cheskas tashmishim generally is 3 years. It's not right away. Here the Gemara goes out of its way to say, oh, this is la'alter. This is immediate. Mashma that all other related chazakos of cheskas tashmishim require 3 years, and the Ritva says, that's my shita that I hold, and again, it's the two deos in Tosfos back in the second parak. The Ramah in Choshen Mishpat quotes this halacha and discusses, do you have to have a taina when he closes up the window? Does he have to have a taina that, you know, he wasn't allowed to do this? Or could he just close up the window and, you know, that's it? And if the guy's quiet, then it works for him. So the Ramah quotes, Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Yud Beis. First, the halacha is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. If you have a window and the friend comes and builds right opposite, Eino Yachal Lachzor La'arer V'Lavtoch Halon O La'harchik. You can't, after you're quiet, you can't complain again. Shekivin Sheshasak Machal. She'en Adam Asui Shesosmim O'ro B'fanav V'Shasak Elam Kein Machal. Ramah. U'miyad Havi Mechila V'yesh Omrim She'tzarech Taina. Some say that you need an explanation. You need a tiny here when you do that. Shim balach alon yesh lo shtar o raya alach alon. If the balach alon has a shtar or a raya that he was able to open up this window, so tzarek she yiton zeh shekna'o v'stimaso hu raya l'dvarav. Right? So he has to have a some way to prove that shtar is undone. V'im ein lo raya alach alon. But if there is no raya, if the Baal HaChalon doesn't have a specific shtar that he was able to bring this, to able to build this window, then ein zet zarech taina acheres, rak sheyomer shecheskaso ta'us ha'isa. So says the Ramah in this first opinion that the one closing up the window has to bring a raya if the Baal HaChalon has a raya. If the Baal HaChalon does not have a raya, he just has the chazakas, then he also wouldn't have to bring a chazak. And the Ramah goes on with other opinions, but that is the beginning of Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Yud Beis. Continues the Gemara. Lokach bayis b'chatzar acheres lo yiftechenu l'chatzar ha'shutfim. So we remember we had in the Mishnah the unusual case, the unusual chilek that we didn't understand fully, that if somebody builds a second story on his house, then they're not allowed to have an entrance that goes straight from the public area to the second floor. But if he builds it on his house and everybody goes through his house to get there, so then it's okay. Then it's okay, that's not a problem, even though it's causing more traffic. So says the Gemara, what's the difference? My time, what's the reason that it's asur to go build a one with an entrance straight to the street? Because that is putting more traffic into the street. to Ema Seifa. Same thing should be in the next line. Ella Imrotza. Ella Imrotza. Bonas Acheder Lefnim Mi Beso. Ubona Aliyah Agabe Beso. Follow Marba Lefza Derech. The same thing. Right? You're being Marba the Derech there too, and you're having more people around. So what's the answer? So Amar Afuna, what's the chilek? My cheder shachalako b'shnayim. What does it mean that you're allowed to be bone cheder, a room? That doesn't mean you're adding on anything. It means you're taking a room in your house right now and splitting it. That's what it means. And that, of course, you're allowed to do. You're allowed to do whatever you want within your own property. The Rashbam writes about the 10th skinny line. The bedavar zeh yesh lo rishus sheyachol lemalos kol beso diurin. You can have as many people live in your present house that you want. So that's what the seifa is, where you take a present room in your house and you split it. Umay aliyah. And what does it mean, aliyah? Right, because the Mishnah says that you could build an aliyah, agabe beit, right? It's talking about an aliyah or a cheder, right? You could build a cheder lefnim or an aliyah. So cheder is where you split it into two. And aliyah is aftoi. Aftoi, the Rashbam quotes the Gemara later on. Aftoi means you split a room, but not vertically, like you normally split a room, but horizontally. You split horizontally, and therefore you have two storage areas that are shorter, but the same thing, that you split your present rooms, and that's why it is butter, because within your present house, you can put as many people to live as you want. Mishnah. Says the next Mishnah. Lo yiftach adam l'chatzar hashutfin, Pesach neged Pesach, v'chalon keneged chalon. A person is not allowed to open up to the chatzar hashutfin, as we had in the Mishnah yesterday, what the chiddush is, even chatzar hashutfin, for sure for your friend's property, but you cannot open a door right opposite your friend's door, or a window right opposite your friend's window. Right, that is a choser snius. Choser tznius, says the Rashbam. And the Gemara is going to say also in a minute. So a person cannot do that. The Rashbam says also, even if there's a chazakah, afilu hechadish l'chazakah, even if there is a chazakah involved, so a person cannot open up the door to door or window to window. What happens if he did? What happens if he did? What does he have to, get rid of it? What if he built the window and he built the door? So the Yad Ramah has a chilek between the window and the door. He has that chilek. He says, "V'dafka gabi pesach neged pesach delo sagya delo mistakel hahu." If it's a door that you got to get rid of, a door to door. Aval gabi chalon de efsher leilish tamushe velo listakel bershusi dechavre. It's possible to be by a door. You look outside when you go outside the door, but by a window for sure, you have the possibility not to. So then, afagav de lacharchilo yachol limchos iachzik be kimalei chazaka. But window connected window is a problem. But if he did it there and he established a chazaka to it, that's not a problem. So we had a discussion whether there are chazakas created by hezek re'iyah. That was yesterday. We had discussed it a little bit. So here, this is a hezek re'iyah type of issue. Can there be a chazaka created? So the Yad Ramah is mechalek between a door and a window. A door is more problematic, and therefore your door you have to get rid of. There's no chazaka created by a door. A window maybe would have more flexibility. And this Yad Ramah is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Nun Dalet Siv Gimel. This Ramah is quoted, the chilek between the door and the window. How far do you have to be marchik, your window? Your window and the door, how far do you have to go away from your friend's window? So the Rashbam says a kol shehu. Rashbam says on the in the Mishnah, Elamashu, Chalakakla Elamashu Yarchik, Zesh Lokanegazet. So the Rashbam is not sure exactly what that means. It's Mashahu. I say, whatever is needed so that you don't see right into your friend's property. That's what Mashu probably is not good enough. Says the Rashbam, quotes the Rashbam, and then he says, "Velule sha'amr haravzal hayanirish etzorach laharchik adshelo yuchal liros mipischo derech pischo shachavir klal." So it's probably more than a mashu. So the Rashbam might not be a machlokas. Rashbam might be saying a mashu that you can't see into your friend's property, but that is the Rashbam is not sure what he means. Therefore, he explicates and says it's got to be far enough that you don't see it. Back to the Mishnah. If you have a small window, you cannot make it a large window or a door. You can't make it a large door. If you have one door, you can't make it a second door. So that is all the first half of the Mishnah, direct to your friend's property. But what if there's a street in between? What if there's a street in between and you're on opposite sides of the street? So then it's mutter. opposite your friend's property, but there's a street in the middle, that's all mutter, because obviously the people in the street can walk by and they can see in, so your window on the other side is not malav lo morid, it's not making it worse. Hayakatan, oseuso gadol, the echad oseuso shnayim, and going into the street, you can expand your doors because there's not a problem of hezek re'iyah there. Gemara, mino hani mili. How do you know what's the source for this idea of not having doors connected doors and windows connected windows? If you remember, we referred to this Gemara way back when on Daf Beis. Referred to this Gemara, what's the source of Hezek Re'iya? Amar Reb Yochanan to Amar Kra, because Bilam said in Pasuk in Parshas Balak, Vayisa Bilam Aseinav, Bilam lifted up his eyes. Vayares Yisrael Shochin L'Shvatav, and he saw B'nei Yisrael how they were encamped. How they were encamped with their shvatim, and they were all in a tsanua way, and Chazal say their psachim were not connected to Pesach HaVachirim, and therefore he says, Matovu Alecha Yaakov. So Ma Ra, what did he see? Ra, She'ein Pischei Ha'aleh Mechuvanim Zeh L'Zeh. He saw that their doorways, right, when you build a tent, you know, sometimes it's a little harder to position exactly where your door is. So sometimes it can come out that your door is right opposite my door. So no. They took the time and they were specific that they didn't have the doors connected each other, and therefore Omar Bilam says, Ru'uyin halalu shetishra aleim shechina. Right, this nation is ra'uy that the shechina should rest on them. How do we know that he said that? So the some of the mafarshim say it's matovu alecha Yaakov, mishkanos echa Yisrael. Your tents are great and your mishkan is great. So that's the pasuk that of hashras hashchina. That's what the Rashbam says on the first wide line. That's the Rashbam. If you look in Tosfos says in Ru'i and Halalu, a different pasuk. Misefi tekra, darish, dechsiv hatehi alav ruach elokim. Right? Why was he himself zochet to hashras hashchina right after he saw the Jewish tents? Ah, he must be because b'schutam. B'schutam, he's roi to have the... to see the Shechina. This is next. The Ritva also weighs in on the issue about the Shechina, and he says, Pirish. Here he talks more about a halachic issue. What level Rishus was the Machane Yisrael? We just said that Rishus HaRabim, you don't have to be worried about it. So don't we learn out from the Mishkan, all the Malachas, and one of them is Hotza'ah, because they took the boards from the wagon to the street, from the street to the wagon. Wasn't that a Rishus HaRabim? So don't we say that you don't have to have your Psachim in a specific way, not opposite? You don't have to worry. It could be directly opposite by Rishus HaRabim. Says the Ritva, that's the point. The point was that even though there was a Rishus HaRabim around, still they were not machaving their Psachim Zeh Shelo Keneged Zeh, and that was Roi Shetish Olam Shechina. It showed how careful they were. He says, "Va'hanachol ha'milsa kima sharabim bokim bo machane yisrael k'rishus harabim hu ukemavui mefulash el shehem ayu machmirin al atzman v'zeh shivcham kei nirali." That's different than the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, if you're in the middle of the desert and you don't have a structure around you, or maybe not between the tents, it could be that there were tents on opposite sides of the main paths. There were main paths, maybe not every tent, but it could have been like street type of things.
Okay, so maybe those tents didn't have it exactly that way, but you saw that everyone else did.
Right. Okay, the Ritva thinks that it was opposite even versus Rabin. Maybe you're saying like what the Rashbam said, because the Rashbam says that the Machane Yisrael was like Chatzar HaShutfin. Right, that's where the last two skinny lines in the Rashbam. Right, the Ritva quotes that and then he argues with that. He says, "Machane Yisrael is Chatzar HaShutfin dummy to the High Rishus Rabin Machane Leviya." Okay, that was the discussion in the Rishonim. What level Rishus was the Machane Yisrael? Okay, let's continue. So it says the interesting ha'ara that
Let's say it's all correct and it was all Rishus Rabin and they were just going way beyond.
Yeah.
Oh,
so Rishus HaRabim, so how could this be a source of Minani Mili? So I guess it shows that they went even above and beyond, but obviously less than...
Above
and beyond normal Tzniyus standards, they went beyond then, and even where there was Rishus HaRabim, and other people might be looking in, I still... But that could still be a source.
How do we know normal Tzniyus standards?
How do we know?
What our normal sneas stand?
I mean, looking into other people's, I mean, because Chazal say, from Bilam saw that they were so machped, meaning they were so machped, it's got to be a certain level. If they were if they were extra machped, you have to know what the din is. So I guess the source is, part of it's Svara, I would assume, but also the fact that they went above and beyond, we could go down one level and say what the Iker standard, or the Iker standard would be. The Baruch Sha'amar, the Torah Tzmim and his Siddur, in the first piece in his commentary on the Siddur, notes that the first thing we say every day when we walk into Shul is quoting from a non-Jew, right? Matovo Olecha Yaakov, or quoting from Bilam HaRasha. Right? So what's the message of that? What's the message of the fact that we're quoting? That's how we start. So he says that the key is that if there is, sometimes when you have to look at the content of what somebody says, and don't look at who's saying it. So that's how we start off. He says, you can't always say that. I think you can't have to take that stain with a grain of salt. He says, that's pshat, haroa es hanolad. You don't have to only look at the molid. You have to look at the nolad, you have to see about what is said. Roa es hanolad. So he says, that's why if Bilam Marat, he was a Navi. He was a Navi Rasha, but the message is sometimes you have to look at what is said. It's in the room across. What is said, and not always who is talking. And so Rabbi Palkovitz quotes this idea from the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni never quotes any Mefarshim; he just quotes Pshatim. He says they're all from previous sources. But you know, I'm not going to quote anybody because I want everybody to focus on the idea itself and not focus on who's saying it. Because sometimes people might turn off when they see who's saying it and not focus on the idea. So Rabbi Palkovitz also writes that in the Hakdama to his Sefer on Chumash. Also, he quotes the ideas. But maybe that's what the Torah Tzimah says on Matovu. Viter says the Gemara, Haya katan lo yasenu gadol. If it was a small door, so you cannot make it a big door. Even if it goes straight to your friend's property. Sover, I mean, Barcham alameimar, Bardalid, Loshavia, Bartmania, Bardal, Loshavia, Bartmania. Remember, Barcham thought when the Mishnah says you can't make it bigger, it means that if you have a doorway that is 4 amos wide, you cannot make it into an 8 amah doorway. Why? Because as we learned earlier in the Masechta, there is a certain area in the courtyard that you are entitled to, depending on your doorway. So if you have a doorway that's 4 amos, you can't make it into 8 amos, because then you're going to get more property in the chatzer. A double, you're going to get another 4 amos. Avobaltarti l'shavi bar David, shaper dummy. But if you have a doorway that's only 2 amos wide, you can make it into 4 amos. Why? Because 2 amos gets 4 amos anyway in the chatzer. So we, the Rami Rachama, thought that the Mishnah's whole limitation was because of the chatzer issue, the fact that he's taking more area in the chatzer. And Amalei Rav Rava said to him, no, it has nothing to do with that. It doesn't have to do with the what you're getting in the chatzer. It has to do with the door per se. Matzi amalei, bepischa zutra, matzinu, it's tenu yeminach. By the small doorway, I'm able to hide myself. I'm able to always see when you're going in and out, because I can see your whole doorway. Bepischa rabbalo matzinu, it's tenu yeminach. I can't hide, I can't keep tsanua from you're such a large, wide doorway. So no matter how, what the measurements are, you can't even go from 2 to 4. Not only from 4 to 8. The Havamina, maybe he didn't see the context of the Mishnah of the right. I mean, the rest of the Perek is not about a lot of the earlier in the Perek is not about Hezekriah. Right, the previous Mishnah was about having more traffic. Right. So, but that's what maybe he just heard the halacha. Maybe he wasn't focusing on the context of the Mishnayos, but he heard the halacha of Katan and Gadol. Echad lo yasenu shnayim. Also 1 to 2, same Havamina. Savir, remember, Chabal Meimar Bar Arba'i Lo L'Shavi Trei B'nei Tarti D'Kashakel T'Minyi B'Chatzer. If you have four, you can't. If you have one doorway of four, you can't make two doorways of two, because then each doorway is entitled to 4 amos in the chatzer, and then again, you're taking more area in the chatzer. Avo Bar T'Manya L'Shavi B'nei Arba'i Shaper Dami. But if you have a doorway of 8, which you are already entitled to 8 amos in the chatzer, you can make 2 doorways of 4 each. Because then you're not taking any more in the chatzer. So Amalei Rava again, Mati Amalei, no, b'chad pischa matzina l'stenu yiminach, betray lo matzina l'stenu yiminach. No, I can't hide from you in front of 2 doorways. So again, it has nothing to do with the chatzer, it has to do with the doors per se. Aval poseach hul rishus harabim, pesach k'neged pesach. But if there's a street in between, you could do it. To Amalei, why? Because he could say to him, so, at the end of the day, ha'bo, it's tanu yebi b'nei rishus harabim. Look, you have to hide, you have to be tzanuah from the B'nai Rishis Aravim anyway, so don't worry about my little door on the other side. It shouldn't be a problem. Next, period. Says the Mishnah, Ein osin chalal tachas Rishis Aravim boros shichinu ma'aros. Let's say, am I allowed to dig an area underneath the street? I'm going to dig a cave, I'm going to dig a water cistern, I'm going to dig something under the street, so it's not a common way. Why? Because eventually, even if you say right now the street above it is strong, but it could collapse eventually, and you're putting the street into a situation which is not sturdy. The Tanakama, that's the Tanakama. Rabbi Lazar Matir, Kadeshite Agala Mahalechas Vetun Avadim. As long as a wagon loaded with heavy stones could go across on top, so you don't have to be worried that in the future it's going to be a problem. The Rashbam says, what's this machlokas about? Machlokas is whether you go bus or hashta, whether you go after, we have to be worried about right now only and not the future, and then it's fine, that's mutter. Because right now it's sturdy, don't worry about the future that it's going to get weaker, people aren't going to realize it, it's going to eventually collapse and somebody's going to get hurt. Right, so you have to be worried about that. Rabbi says, go bus or hashta. While the Rabbi the Tanakhama says, no, you have to be worried about lamachar. Have to be worried about the future. That's how the Rashbam interprets the machlokas. Rabbi Chanan says, I have a different shot of the machlokas. Because from the Rashbam and Pashtus, it's a machlokas regarding Isser Veheter. That's the Pashtus. Are you allowed to dig this big hole under the street? Says Rabbi Chanan in Os Reish Samach Dalid, it sounds like from the Yerushalmi that it's a machlokas in Dini Maminus. Do you have rights under the street? Not, are you allowed to do this because you might cause a problem? Says Rabbi Chanan, L'chaora plugtayo be'isser. L'chaora, the machlokas about Issa Mehatar. V'yei shlomar b'plugin dini mamanis. Now I think maybe it's a machlokas dini mamanis. First he said this by himself. He says, De rishus harabim ena hefker. Because rishus harabim is this middle type of status. It's not hefker. El ashaycha l'rabim l'hishtamish b'kederach tashmisha. All the people of the rabim are able to use it. Everybody can walk on the street. So the question is, what rights do we have under the street? So the Tanakhama says, you're not allowed to do this because you're stealing. And the other sheet that says, no, it must be that all Rabbim have rights under the street. How do I know this? Because this is Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in the beginning of Bikurim says, if you are Mavrich, let's say, right, there's Harkava and Havracha. So Mavrich means, let's say you have a tree somewhere, and you take it and you slide it underneath the ground in a certain area, and you pull it out the other side. So what if you did that, Derech Rishus HaRabim? When you bring Bikurim, do you bring Bikurim from that type of tree? So that's a Machlokas Tanoim.
So according to that, this is not a safety issue whatsoever.
Correct.
If it becomes a safety issue.
According to the Yerushalmi, it's not a safety issue, it's a Maimonides issue, because what does the Yerushalmi do? The Yerushalmi says, it's totally that machlokas, whether you're maybe Bikurim in that type of case. If you did Havracha underneath the street, it's a totally the machlokas, or Belazar in the Tanakhama, in our Mishnah.
The
Yerushalmi quotes our Mishnah. Yerushalmi quotes our Mishnah. He says, according to that pshat of the machlokas, it's a dini mamonis machlokas. It's not an issur v'heter machlokas. Pashtus on our Gemara, it's in our Mishnah, it's an issur v'heter machlokas, but he says maybe you could interpret it, Yerushalmi for sure, interprets it otherwise. So that's what Balchana's pshat, quoting the Yerushalmi.
But isn't this machlokas quoted elsewhere in our Gemara as talking about what kind of hezek is, between
Look, it might be a machlokas, probably Yerushalmi. Maybe machlokas. Either way, the pashtus of our Gemara. We had earlier Chav Zayin. See, we had Chav Zayin. Whether you're allowed to build it underneath, right? So pashtus, I would say, and how our Gemara used it was this of a heter. But saying Yerushalmi used it for didi mamonis. Good. Continuing the Mishnah, ein motzian.
Matir is like
right. Matir sounds like not that right.
Why would Rabbi Lazar say, look, you know, I don't think this is right. I mean, if an expert comes in and said, you know what, today a wagon can go over it. A month from now, I think it's all going to collapse. Rabbi Lazar Matir, right?
Rabbi Lazar Matir, he does not allow you to, he allows you to not worry about that. Right, it sounds like Pashtus, that somebody is a Veter, because that's the Lashon used. Matir, I didn't look up the Yerushalmi itself, I just saw from Ochad, you have to look exactly if they have exactly the same Lashon.
To me, defending whether it's Usser, or whether it's, you know, whether it's enforceable, whether you can get money from someone who did that, you can defend that by saying, it's like Grama, you know.
Right.
But to say it's Mutter,
right, Usser,
what's the svar for that?
To say it's Mutter Chachila, meaning right,
you get a thousand
you can say it's the Rabbit. You could say it's the Rabbim's responsibility. Right now, I'm not doing anything wrong. It's the Rabbim's responsibility to see if ever it gets a little less sturdy and something's going to break. But right now, Zil Basar Hashta. Right now, I have rights in the street, and I'm allowed to do it. I don't have to worry about a future dangerous situation occurring. So you don't have to worry about every occurrence that might happen. Right now, it's fine. I don't have to worry about the future, even if it's the Rabbim. What he's saying, it's just a different of standards of what he has to be worried about.
Okay.
Good, but the language, Asur and Mutter, sounds like definitely it's a Nisuv Hetu Machlokas. Ein Mo Tzi and Zizun Kusus Troth, which is a Rabbim, a person is not allowed to make protrusions from his house out into the street, right, or windowsills or boards sticking out like we had yesterday to tie his, to hang things on. Ella Imrotze Konis L'Tok Shalom Motzi. What he can do is go into, right, his own Rishus, pull back his own house and then stick out the board so it's all within his own rishus. That's what he is allowed to do. Why can't you do this into the street? The Rashbam says, right? The Gemara is going to say in a few minutes that they can't be mochel. The world is not mochel to you, and therefore you can't do this into the street. Laka chatzer ubaz izinu gzistros. But what if you bought a chatzer and it had these? It had these. We'll see. Ubaz izinu gzistros. What if you bought a chatzer and it already has these in it? So harizu b'cheskasa, you could assume that the owner did it in a mutter way, whether it was, you know, he probably pulled his house back and then stuck these out. So therefore, you don't have to take them down. The Rashbam quotes the Gemara earlier, ta'aninan lilokeach. We're towing on behalf of the lokeach, even though the original buyer would have to prove that it was okay and done properly. Gemara, v'rabanan. Why do the Rabbanan, back to the Tanakama, why with the first case, why do the Rabbanan argue that you're not allowed to build a hole that's under the street? Zimnan de mifchas lavadaita. The point is, because it might get weaker and people won't realize it. Right? Zimnan de might. And what would Rabbi Elazar answer back? The answer is, I don't have to worry about zimnan de mifchas. I'm worried about it. If it's mifchas, so let the public authorities worry about zimnan de mifchas. I don't have to worry about it. And what's the Ziza because it's Ros. Rav Ami Havilei Ziza Davinavik Lumavua. Rav Ami had a Ziz that was sticking out to a Mavui, to the alleyway, not a street, an alleyway. The Ahukav Ranami Havilei Ziza Davinavik Lumavua. And somebody else in the neighborhood had one that went out to the street. Also, Lakami Rav Ami. So that guy came in front of Rav Ami, Amalei Zil Kotz. Right? So Rav Ami told this guy, hey, you got to cut down your Ziz. It's into the street. Amalei Bahamar Nami is play. Why don't you worry about yourself first? You also have a ziz that goes out into the mavui. So say Amarle says no, didila mavoa mafik. Right? No, mine goes out to the alleyway. Bnei mavoa machlan gabai. I went around. Right? The Ritva says it was explicit. He went around and got rishus from all the bnei mavui, and they were mochel to me. But didach rishus a rabbi mafik man mochel gabach. Rishus a rabbi can't be mochel to you. So therefore, that's a big difference. So you got to cut yours down. Period. Rabbi Yana have a late Yilan to Rosh Hazarabim, similar case. Rabbi Yana had an overhanging tree into Rosh Hazarabim. Have Hahu Gavra, the Havi Lenami Yilan to Rosh Hazarabim. And somebody else also did. Right? This is here, they had the same exact cases. The trees overhanging to Rosh Hazarabim. Also, B'nai Rosh Hazarabim, Havi Kama'akvi Lave. So the B'nai Rosh Hazarabim came to this other guy and started complaining about his tree that was going hanging over Rosh Hazarabim. So also, Kabe to Rabbi Yana, so he came in front of Rabbi Yana. Amarlei, Zilha in the Vatola Machar. So Rabbi Yanai said, you know what? Just come back tomorrow. I can't answer you right now. And what happened? Valaila Shadar Katsi Lahudite. That night he went and cut down his own tree. Lamachar Asa Lakameh. The next day the guy came back. Amarlei Zil Kotz. Now Rabbi Yanai says, cut down your tree. Amarlei Hamar Nami Yislei. Hey, don't you have one also? So Amarlei says, no. Zil Chazi I Kotz Didi Kotz Didach. Ilo Kotz Didi Lo To Kotz At. Go check if mine's cut down. If mine's cut down, you got to cut yours down. Right? Go check. So the question is, what? Rabbi Yana was just playing games here. Why didn't he cut it? If he knew it was wrong, why didn't he cut it down originally? So Meikara Savar Nichaluhu LeBnei Rosh Hazarabim DeYasvi Betula. Originally, Rabbi Yana thought that the Bnei Rosh Hazarabim were happy with these trees because it brought shade to the street. So they thought they were happy, and that's why he didn't cut it down. But once, given the chazit, the kamaakvi, but once he saw that they started complaining about somebody else, he thought, okay, now I realize that they're not happy about it. Shadr kasye. He cut it down. He realized, the Rashbam says on the second line, that he realized that they originally just didn't complain to him because he was a gadol. He was a gadol adar. You're not going to complain to the gadol adar that his tree is overhanging the street.
Well, if he had a shade tree and the other guy had some other kind of tree, it could be different.
Right, if it was different, just like the earlier case. different situations, then it wouldn't be the exact same case. Interesting, the fact that people are scared of arguing with the Gadol Hador, right? That's the basis for a halacha in Sanhedrin, right? By Mominus or Maschilin Min Atzad. When we have the Dayanim give their opinions in Dini Mominus, so we start from the smallest Dayan, because once the biggest Dayan says Hashita, so then it's, by Nefashos. Maschilin Min Atzad, because once the Gadol says Chayiv or Pater, nobody's gonna argue with him. Weiter, Valemale Zilkosi Dak Fahader Akots DD. Why did Rabbi Yannai just say the first day, cut yours down and then I'll you know what, we have to cut down our trees. So cut yours down, I'm going to cut mine down also. Why did he just do that? Mishum de Reish Lakish, because the Reish Lakish is Drasha, the Pasuk in Tzvanya, the Omar, his Koshu to the Koshu, Kshodat Vachavaka Kshodachirim. His Koshu to the Koshu, first worry about your own straw, and then worry about other people's straw, meaning you can't give Musar unless we are doing it ourselves. We've got to worry about ourselves first. We have to be the example, and then we would be able to teach. I mentioned in a Parsha Shir last year, in Parsha's Nasa, the Rabbi Schwab, it's an amazing vart on the Haftorah there, where the Malach comes to Eishes Manoach and talks to her and says, this is what should happen with your son, and he shouldn't drink any wine, and you shouldn't drink any wine, and you can't cut his hair, he's going to be a Nazir Mibetan, etc. And she runs to her husband, and Manoach says, I don't understand what to do. And he davens that the Malach should come back again. The Malach comes again, and Manoach says, okay, what do you want? And the Malach repeats the same exact thing that he said five psukim earlier. Right? He says, Yain Lotesh, etc. And he said, oh, now I understand. So Schwab says, what did he learn from the second discussion with the Malach more than the first one? So Schwab says, no. He said, the second one, you can read the psukim, not just that she shouldn't drink wine, but that you, Manoach, shouldn't drink wine. You can't raise a Nazir in your house unless you're a Nazir. That's what Manoach was bothered by. Manoach said, how could I be the Dugma Yishit for my son if he's supposed to be a Nazir and I'm not a Nazir? It's impossible. The Malach says, you're right. Malach says, you're right. You got to be a Nazir. Right? His Koshu V'Koshu. Right, if you want other people to do it, we got to do it ourselves. But if you want to put the protrusion out, you got to first bring it into your rishus and then go out. What happens if I brought my wall inside within my rishus, and then for some reason I delayed and I didn't stick my ziz on right away? Could I later on be motzi? Could I later on put it on? Or do I say once I brought my wall in, I was mochel the area to the bnei rishus harabim? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar kanes motzi, you can. Rish Lakish Amar kanes ein motzi. Amar Rabbi Yaakov the Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa. He had a different version of the machlokas. Azbar lecha lahotzi kol amar lo pligi de motzi. Everybody agrees that you could put out the ziz. You weren't mochel that. So what? You delayed a little bit. Everybody says you could do it. Ki pligi lahachzir ksalim lemkoman. The machlokas is, could you put your wall back to where it was? Take away the entire area. The ifcha idmar, and I have the version of the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan amar eino machzir, Rabbi Shlakish amar machzir. That's the machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan amar eino machzir, you cannot put the wall back. Mishum de Rav Yehuda. The amar of Yehuda, as we had earlier. Meitzar shechzika bo rabim asa lekalkalo. If you have a path or a border that rabim have a chazaka on, people use it, so then you cannot destroy it. You cannot be makalkalit. So therefore here too, once you move your wall back, so then you can't move it back to the original. Reish Lakish amar machzir hani machzir. No, you're allowed to move the wall back. Hani mili, when do we say that it's asal kalkalo hecha de lagarafka? If there's no other way to go, or if there's no other path, but hacha hikarafka, here there's plenty of streets without your wall indented. Right, a street is 16 amas anyway. So there's plenty of room. So you don't have to worry about putting your wall back. Okay.
But Zizim don't destroy the path.
Zizim do not destroy the path. Doesn't sound that way. Look, a chatzir exists to rose. If you bought a yard and it had, or a house and it had these zizin on it, you could assume they were done b'derech hamutter. Amar afuna nafla chozer bonosai. Not only that, is if you have zizin there and then the house falls down, you could rebuild it. You could rebuild it because you assume the original time when it was done b'derech hamutteris. Meisve, is that really true that if something falls down, you could redo it? Meisve, here we get into the Zeichel HaMikdash Halachas. Ein Mesaidin, Vein Mekairin, Vein Mefaychin Bezman Hazeh. At the Zeichel HaMikdash, you cannot plaster your wall or make it beautiful or draw beautiful pictures on it in the same way that because that you did before the Chorban, because that's the Zechel Chorban, but you should realize that we're missing something. But Laka Chatzer, Misuyedes, Mikuyeres, Mifuyachas, but if you bought a house and it's all done, Harezu Becheskasa. You don't have to assume there was something wrong with it. You can assume it was done with Derech HaMuteris. That's the parallel. But Nafla, Eino Chozer Bodosa. But if it fell down, you cannot redo it. So why, in our case, where if it falls down, you can redo the Zizin, and here, by Zechel HaMikdash, you cannot. Answers the Gemara, Isur HaShayni. Don't compare Dini Mamanis rights and Isur HaHeter of Zechel HaMikdash. So therefore, don't compare the two. Period. Interesting, we're going to see in a, you know what, let's wait to say it. Tanur Rabbanan. So now we get into Zechel HaMikdash. Sugya. Lo yasud adam es beis ubesid. A person cannot plaster his house with regular plaster and lime. V'mir v'cholot evan mutter. But as long as you mixed it in with other ingredients, it's mutter because it's not so white then. Not so white, which is very shiny and nice. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Ir v'cholot is a tarkasid v'asur, the opposite. If you mix it with sand, that makes it even better. So therefore, it's usher to use that. Teven mutter, but if you mixed it with straw, it is mutter. Okay, so that's certain types of Zechel HaMikdash, certain types of paints, which that halacha isn't really as common today. But coming up, we'll have some. Tanur Rabbanan. Kishacharev habayis b'shnia, when the second base of Mikdash was destroyed, Rabu Prushin b'Yisrael. Many people started taking on themselves certain prisha. Right, they're starting being ma'ana themselves and not enjoying. No more meat, no more wine. Right, one of the reasons we don't have meat and wine during the 9 days is not only to remember generally, but it's to remember the Beis HaMikdash had meat and the Beis HaMikdash had wine in it, as we will see. But even before we continue, actually Chassam Sofer here notes, why is it that all of these only took place after Bayis Sheni? Why not after Bayis Rishon? Right, after Bayis Rishon, we didn't have any of the, all of the, there were no takanis. Right, what do we have? We had the fast days, that's it. We had the fast days, but what about why dafka? Ma'ala al dasa primushim, b'churban Bayis Sheni, l'hisabo yosef, b'masha tikmin neviyim, b'churban Bayis Rishon, l'tzum dalat somos. So he says, Nirlani is daiti, b'churban Bayis Rishon, shenizgale kitso ayin shanim. They knew exactly how long it was going to be. 70 years. They basically realized, we're not coming back for 70 years. That's it. And they said, we're not coming back earlier. The only days of Avelus in the interim were days where specific tragedies took place on the fast days. But by Sheni, well, we don't know how long. Every day is like, why don't we have a Beis HaMikdash? During the 70 years, you know why we don't have a Beis HaMikdash today? Because Hashem promised it's not coming for 70 years. But in the after Chorban Bayis, any day, right? We don't know. So any day could have the Beis HaMikdash. And if you don't have it, if you don't have the Beis HaMikdash today, then it's as if it was destroyed today. We should have had. And that's why there's Zechel HaMikdash every day. So therefore, it's roi to be misabel every day, and that's why after Bayis Sheni was different. So, after Bayis Sheni, people stopped eating meat and drinking wine. Nitfal and Rabbi Yeshua, started talking to them. Amar lahen, banai, mibrei mat, yetem ochlem basar v'yayin etem shosam yayin. Why do you stop eating meat and drinking wine? Amru lo, no chabasar, shvimenu makriven agabi amizbeach, v'yachsha batel. I'm sorry. I lost the place. Yetem ochlem, no chabasar, shvimenu makriven agabi amizbeach, v'yachsha batel. We should eat meat now? What about there's no meat on the mizbeach? It's not appropriate. Nishta yayin shemnasan akabe mizbeach v'yasha batel. We should drink wine, and there's no more nisach hayayin. It's terrible. So Amar lahem, Rabbi Yeshua says to them, "Im kein lechem lo nochal." So we shouldn't even eat bread. Shekvar balu menachas, right? No carbon minchas. So forget bread. So they answered him, "Okay, you're right. Efshar beperis. Let's live on fruit. Good idea, Rabbi Yeshua." So he says, "No, peris lo nochal." Rabbi Yeshua says, "Okay, so what about fruit? Might as well not eat fruit. Why? Shekvar balu bikurim." We can't bring Bikurim anymore. So they said, okay, good idea. Efshar b'peiros achirim. Okay, Bikurim is only by the Shevas Aminim. So we could survive on apples and oranges. So, mayim lo nishteh. Rabbi Yeshua says, in lo davar sof. You might as well not drink water. Shekvar batal nisach hamayim. So how far are you going to go, Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua says to them, you know, it's in lo davar sof. Shasku. And they didn't answer him. Stop there for a minute. Tosva says, why couldn't they answer? Why that we'll drink water that's not fit al gabi hamizbeach? Right, Tosva says, Amailo ahadru daf shabim meboros, the psulim lenisoch, certain types of bad, inferior waters. So Tosva answers, no, water is water. Water is water. Tahave mimin sheosin bonisa chashiv kamo davar atzmo. Right, water is water. You know why? Because if you don't say that, they could have answered that by wine also. Oh, wine. Oh, there's wine that you can't use in the Mizbeach either. Yain mevushel. Right, yain mevushel, you could cook the wine. Right, the answer is wine, right? That's the chumra of the Rambam. The Rambam says for Kiddush, you have to use yayin shroy lanasech al-kabeh mizbeach. So the Rambam says, you can't use yayin mevushel. Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way. Shulchan Aruch quotes that opinion in Hilchos Kiddush, but says that Meikra did. We are allowed to use yayin mevushel for Kiddush. Again, obviously, yayin mevushel gets out of any yayin stam yayin problems. If anybody has any non-Jewish help in their house, that's why one should use yayin mevushel. So Vayter, back to the story. So right. Also, basically, maybe all of the liquids are at root water, so it's also water. So Amar Lahanser, Rabbi Yeshua says, "Banai bov omer lechem." So let me explain to you. Shalolis abo kol iker iefshar shekvan igzur gzera. We can't not mourn at all, right? I agree with you. Ulus abo yosef ida iefshar, but we can't go overboard, right? Not eating meat at all. So sheik goes gzera latzibur elam kei rova tibur chol namo bo. The rule is you can't make a gzera unless the tzibur could stand. Right, and therefore you're making this gzera. He was saying that you can't have history like this because people can't keep this halacha that not doing this because the tzibur can't be omidbo. Right, if the chazal make a takana that the tzibur is not yochol lamodbo, so it's baltam elav. Right, that the main famous example of that is pasakum. Pasakam, right, or the Mishnah Avodah Zarah. There's halacha of Yayin Nesach, there's halacha of Bishalakam, there's halacha of Chalav Akum. All those halachas are Chai V'Kayim. They're all in Shulchan Aruch, and they're all what it has to hold of. I Chalav Yisrael, Chalav Akum, so that's where Moshe's tshuva, that all milk that we drink today has the status of Chalav Yisrael. But what about Pas? Many people eat Entimins and Stelodoros and Pasakum. The answer is, because Tosfos already says, that halacha was never Nispashi B'Chal Yisrael. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. There's a Chumrah during Aseret Yemei Tshuva to be Makpid. Right, lechadchila. But that was too hard. It was a staple of society, the bread, and they couldn't. They couldn't. It was too hard. So that's why it was not mispashit b'chol Yisrael. But what's the source for that halacha? That idea that the you need the tzibur? Dechsiv, pasuk in Malachi, b'me'era atem ne'arim, you are cursed, v'osi atem kovim, and you are trying to steal karbanos from me, hagoy kulo, the entire nation. So you see the entire nation, says the Rashbam explains, the entire Kal accepted the Gzeira on them. So, El HaKachar HaChavim, so Yeshua finishes his conversation, HaChavim say, Sod Adam is based on Besid, Umishai Bo Dabar Muat. You know what you do? You plaster, you don't go back to plaster, don't plaster your whole house. You know we don't have that, because that's not what the Lamaisa is. He says, plaster your house and leave an area unplastered. Umishai Bo Dabar Muat, Vekama Amrav Yosef, Ama Al Ama. Right, so you leave a little area, and in that way, you fulfill the Zeichel of Mikdash. Right, quote in Shulchan Aruch. Gotta listen to the tape after. Right? So it says, according to Shulchan Aruch, and Tafkuf Samach, Zechel Churban, the Shulchan Aruch quotes is leaving an Amma al Amma without plaster. The later poskin, the Lavush and the Chaye Adam, all discuss what happens if there was a minhag that they used to blacken it. They used to blacken it, not just leave it white, right? Empty, not unplastered. They used to blacken it, so is that appropriate? So the Lavush screams, no, that's not what the Gemara says. You gotta leave it undone. But the minog, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in many places, is to do it, and even some write zecher lechurban in the area, right? So says the Mishnah Berurah, I think it's okay. Even though the Chai Adam is machmir, ein limchos biyad hamakilim, because I think there's basis for this. If you remember, we discussed this back in Baba Kama in the sixth parak, where we had the story where one of the Amoraim was wearing black shoes and black laces, and somebody went over to him and said, What are you doing? Why are you mourning so much for the Beis HaMikdash? Are you a chassid? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva based on that Gemara, so you see black as a siman of avelus. So that's why it's not a problem to blacken it, says their Moshe. Okay, different opinions about leaving the area. Amr of Chizda, Kenegat HaPesach. Also, the area should be Kenegat HaPesach, opposite the door. The Mishnah Berurah there also, Tafkuf Samach discusses. Should it be opposite the door so that when people come in they can see it? Or should it be, like many people have, on top of the door so the Balabayas can see it when he's walking out? Also a discussion in the poskim. Vayter in the Braisa. Osa Adam Kol Tzarchei Sudo Mishar Devamuat. When you make cook something, you should always leave something off the menu. Right? Don't cook every single thing you want to cook. Mai hi, amar, papa kisa taharsana. A little fish dish. You to leave out as a zecher lemikdash. Also, aisha kol tachshiteh, she'eres avemuad, a woman can put on all of her jewelry except a little thing. Mahi, what should she leave out? Amar rav basida. This jewelry that she used to put on her temples. Shneamar, what is the source of all of these halachas? Right, that's the source. Once heard B'shem Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, a beautiful thought on Emeshkachich Yerushalayim. Why dafka, my right hand and my tongue? Because when you make a shvua, those are the two parts of the body that are used. Right, you swear with your tongue and you hold up your right hand. Right, so Emeshkachich, if I forget Yerushalayim, the shvua that I have to remember, Tzion. So Tishkach Yimini, my right hand should be forgotten, and Tizbak Lashoni Lechiki, my tongue shouldn't work. Because those are the two parts of the body that are used. There's a very important source. Very important sword. Rav Soloveitchik has this idea in his Shiurim on Sukkah. Rabbi Reichman Sefer on Sukkah, page Reish Tes, where the Rav points out that if you look in Sukkah on Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara says there, right, we have all the Zechel HaMikdashes of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. How do you know that you make a Zechel HaMikdash? What's the source? And it says there, right, Sion, what's the pasuk quoted? Right, Doresh Einla. Forgot the exact pasuk. The pasuk about remembering Tzion Hi Doresh Einla. So it's a different pasuk quoted. So what's the difference? Tzion Yidorash Einlan. Here's Emesh Kachech Yerushalayim is quoted. Why two different psukim? Says the Rav, there are two types of Zechel HaMikdash. When we shake a lulav on the second day of Sukkot, Zechel HaMikdash, is that the same Zechel HaMikdash as leaving my plaster off of my house? Of course not. One Zechel HaMikdash is being sad and mourning. That's Emesh Kachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini. That's all of these halachas in this Gemara. What's that Gemara in Sukkah, Zechel HaMikdash? That's Zechel HaMikdash reenacting what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. That's not sad. You do that on Yontif. Do that on Yontif. So that's two types of Zechel HaMikdash. Interesting, he says, sometimes you'll have a machlokes. Which one it is? Why is it a machlokes in Sfiras HaOmer? Why don't you say Shechiyanu B'Sfiras HaOmer? Famous Baal Amor, last page of Msachim. What does the Baal Amor say? You don't say Shechiyanu. Why? Because it's very sad. You're mourning. You're mourning that you can't bring the Karbon HaOmer. Other Rishonim give different reasons. Not because of that. So it might be Gufa. They're arguing what type of Zechel HaMikdash is Sfiras HaOmer. Right, so again, that's a very important point. Two different sources. What exactly is the basis of Zecher LeMikdash? You know what? I would rather not rush through the last five lines. There's a lot to say, so I'll stop here. And Rav Hashem, we will continue, finish up all the halachas of Zecher LeMikdash and weddings and different minhagim, what to do at a wedding, and what about Puravu, what about Shalom Zachar. That also comes up here in the last few lines. I'm not going to rush through it, so we'll start with this Rav Hashem tomorrow as we get into also the fourth parak. Okay, we'll stop here.